Sunday Meditation, May 6th, 2007. The question today, Chloe, is, the Bhagavad Gita and many other positive spiritual teachings speak of self-control as a beneficial and necessary element of the positive seeker's path. Self-control in the face of temptation and in directing the will for the purpose of spiritual pursuits versus worldly pursuits. Yet, Ra offers a more of an alternative understanding in negating control in favor of acceptance and overall balance. So the question is there a positive use of control? Does control play any useful role in the discipline of the personality? Can one, for example, control through acceptance, meaning that that which has become accepted is able to be controlled or directed?
We are thus known to you as the principle of Guo. We greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator, in whose service we come to you this day. It is our great privilege and blessing to be called to your circle of seeking. And we are glad to share with you our thoughts on the positive uses of control. As always, we would preface our remarks with a request that each of you use your powers of discrimination, choosing those thoughts of ours that are helpful to you and leaving the rest behind. This will enable us to speak more freely and be less concerned with interfering with the process of your spiritual evolution. We would not wish to be a stumbling block in your way. We thank you for this consideration. The word control has a sometimes negatively oriented feeling behind it, as when one may say that a person is too controlling or something of that nature. And yet, it is clear that from the beginning of the life of a human in third density, the learning which you undergo has a great deal to do with control. The infant must learn to control the movements of his mouth and the breath that comes through his voice box in such a way as to reproduce the language that he hears about him in his crib and in his cradle, so that he may ask for food, comfort, and relief from wet diapers by doing something besides crying. It is not too long before parents are asking their young children to control their bladder and their bowels so that they can come out of diapers and be free of the need for changing their diapers. One thing after another that the young child meets in his life becomes a matter of learning how to control various parts of his body. He learns carefully how to form letters with his hands and to do other skills that are done with the hands and that promote a more deft and agile use of the fingers. The mind is asked at a very young age to begin to take in data and organize it into banks of information that can be used readily. The alphabet is learned, then the numbers are learned, then words are learned, and reading begins. And for the entire travel of childhood to adulthood, skills are taught that the child learns to take in and to use. And all of these skills are learned by the student controlling and focusing his mind so that he may wrap that mind around these new thoughts and these new skills. It is not perhaps thought of as a matter of control, and yet all of an adult's preparation for life has to do with control. And we do not mean to suggest that there is a negative or a positive spin to this control. The culture in which you live is one in which these skills are considered quite necessary for survival and enjoyment of the finer things of life, such as indoor plumbing and the comfort and convenience of life as you are aware of and are used to living it. Certainly, the idea of control can be very negative. The tendency of entities in third density to manipulate and control the circumstances around them can turn into a very dark way of handling life. And each of you has perhaps known those whose life is spent in plotting and scheming ways to control the outcome of events that are important to such people. Usually such control is over small things, and yet the sum of one person controlling another over a period of time is a very strong negative polarization towards service to self. And it is definitely a service to self energy to think of or to contemplate the self as a person setting out to control circumstances that have to do with other people and indeed are not, in terms of positive polarization, available for such control. On the other hand, there are indeed very positive uses of control, and this instrument would call it self-control. There is a nuance in the term self-control that we wish to explore. For, as the one known as Tom said, there is a which came first question here. There is a chicken and an egg. Is an entity controlling the self and therefore learning more about how to control the self? Or does the person wait for some wisdom as to precisely how to control the self? And in order to remove ourselves from this conundrum, we would like to take this idea back a bit and look at it from a wider and perhaps a more spacious point of view. The one known as Gary is quite correct in saying that in the view of those of the Confederation who speak with you this day, the universe is a self-generating system whereby there is no need to control circumstances whatsoever in terms of your incarnation being fruitful, for you have set up a system of redundant possibilities, probability vortices, so that if the incarnational lessons that you have chosen to ponder in your particular incarnation do not gel for you in one instance, and you may have perhaps missed that catalyst, there will be another circumstance that will come your way very soon that will offer you the same kind of catalyst, the same kind of challenge, and the same kind of questions that you may ask yourself about, why is this happening to me, and what should I do with it? You do not have to control your life in terms of knowing that you will be fed with spiritual food at all times. This is not a cause for concern. And this perhaps can rest your mind, for when you do not need to reach and grasp for the spirituality of your day or the cogency of the catalyst that is being presented to you, then you can relax and focus simply on paying attention to the present moment. Let us go further back than this, for we wish to set you on the stage of your incarnational experience, and we have not yet done so to our satisfaction. Who are you? My friends, you are the one infinite creator. That is the heart of your reality. You are a spark of the infinite oneness of all creation. That spark is your consciousness, which has been wrapped into flesh and bone so that you may experience life within this particular illusion. Therefore, you are spiritual beings dwelling in a material and physical world. Everything that is at the center of your being calls out for the Creator and sees life from the point of view of spirit. yet you have been brought into a culture which encourages precisely the opposite bent of thought. Your culture encourages you to release thoughts of spirituality in favor of thoughts of functionality, economics, socialization, doing what is expected, and so forth. These two energies are a dynamic that are with each entity within third density to one extent or another for his entire incarnation. The minute that a spirit forgets the heart of his being, he may well be able to convince himself of a number of things. He may be able to convince himself that he may control others for their own good. He may be able to convince himself that those things which he believes are such good beliefs that other entities need to believe that way too. And so he may become one who bullies or coaxes entities into worshiping a certain way or believing in a certain system of dogma. All of these are subtly but markedly negative or service to self, in that they are using the power of a human spirit in order to change others. Yet, an entity which is a part of the Godhead principle need be concerned only with controlling himself. The work of the spiritual entity is always upon the self. The seeking of a spiritually oriented entity is always an inner seeking. It may well be that the processes of seeking bring the seeker into community with those who demonstrate unconditional love. And that is a great gift. But a part of the Godhead principle in actuality needs nothing from the outside. There is no need to reach. There is no need to grasp. All that is needed is already lying within your heart of hearts. The Confederation talks about acceptance rather than control, because from our point of view, once an entity has come into a full acceptance or awareness of who he is and why he is here, that initial acceptance forms up into vectors, each thought and opinion that occurs within the awareness of being a spiritual entity has a direction to it. that is spiritual in nature. As entities accept completely that they are a part of the Creator, they become aware that beneath the level of constant and unremitting human error, they are worthy. They are as worthy as a star or a tree or the wind that blows or the grass that grows. They are worthy in a final and ultimate way. They have not found the heart of that worth. It takes many densities of experience to refine the self to the point where the self is transparent to the self and that worth of self is clearly seen by the self. But there are helps to you, my friends, in everyday life. For you see the worth of others, and that is a strong help to you. Every time that you see an entity whom you feel is worthy, we ask you to remember that you are looking in the mirror when you look at any other soul. As you look into that entity's eyes, you and that entity are both the Creator. That which you see as good in that other entity, you may stop and mark because you have just seen that particular kind of goodness in yourself. Were you not sensitive to that goodness, you would not have seen it in the other self. So let your own experiences of the goodness of others about you reflect back to you the truth of yourself. You are infinitely worthy. You are a citizen of eternity. Your stay upon the earth plane is a short one. And you came to give yourself the gift of learning and worshiping and being a part of the movement that is taking place upon your planet at this time to lift and transform the energy of planet Earth. And you are worthy to do this. Control helps you, or perhaps we would use the word discipline. Discipline helps you to maintain the focus of who you are and why you are here. It is not that this discipline is a judging discipline or an attempt to whip yourself into shape. You are not here to judge. You are here to love. And so the work of each and every seeker is primarily and fundamentally the work of being. We find that this is a very difficult concept for your people to grasp. What is it to be? To breathe in and to breathe out. what is the worth of simply being? And yet, the universe as a whole is one great interactive being of which you are a focal point in a vast array of other sentient, intelligent points of awareness that are gathering experience for the infinite creator that it may know more about itself. This gift of being is always your most fundamental work as a spiritually oriented seeker. For the doing is at the surface of things. It is the being that gives the doing depth, breadth, meaning, and strength. Control is definitely necessary. For without self-control and discipline, the spiritual seeker may constantly find itself forgetting to keep the focus. Let us talk a bit about that focus that we would encourage you to keep. Each of you around the circle this day has discussed feelings concerning one's place in life and in some cases the incredible rapidity of time fleeing past almost too quickly to grasp. Yet there is within each of you a center. And there is great skill in finding ways to remind yourself to move back from the outskirts of truth and beauty in your life, always in towards the center again. Life will spin you out constantly. Catalyst will hit you. Strong catalyst, illness, the loss of jobs, all of those difficulties that challenge entities who breathe in and breathe out and must find a way to keep a roof over their heads. And your job always is to see yourself spinning and gently, very gently, encourage your spirit to spiral inward again to the place of power that lies within, to the place of comfort that lies deeply within, to the one infinite creator who waits patiently for you in your heart of hearts. The more time that you put into resting in your beingness, the more you will become aware of who you truly are and how powerful a being you truly are. And when you sense that power, then of course you want to use that power rightly, and that calls forth every discipline of the personality and makes such disciplines attractive to you. When you find the center of your power, that creative energy that made all that there is, then truly you wish to use it well, and to use it wisely, and to use it lovingly. And so you turn to those disciplines that have served you before. Meditation, prayer, contemplation, inspired reading, walks in nature, and all of those ways in which you can come back to the truth that truly does set you free. So, the question of acceptance or control, in a way, is a question of how you wish to look at who you are. Our approach to the awakening seeker is simply to ask that seeker to become aware of who and what he is, and to become aware of the fact that he is creating his own reality. When an entity has been on the spiritual path for a while, he may well begin to sense that there is one particular outer work that he has the cluster of skills to accomplish. And that may spark in him the desire to ask for guidance. And when an entity asks for guidance, that guidance is there instantly. There is no lag time. You may not be able to hear the voice of guidance, but the energy of that guidance and the gentle pressure of that vibration is with you from that point on. This instrument opens her day by asking the one she calls Jesus the Christ, "What would you wish of me this day?" This is her way of centering and offering her day to the one infinite creator. And if that question seems to be answered by something that she did not expect, that is all right. That is acceptable. But it is always within the choice of the seeker as to how that seeker shall proceed. In a society which has a tendency towards loudness, meaninglessness, and chaos, it is perhaps well recommended that the spiritually oriented seeker gaze within into the mystery that lies between every cell of your body, and gaze without, not at the creations of humankind, but at the creation of the Father. For there you see not control, but a plan that is so vast that it is inconceivable and yet complete and perfect. So that the organism of planet Earth as a whole and all of the biota upon it move in a dance of rhythm and harmony in which all needs are met. We offer to this instrument the vision of the rolling tide. It does not seem to be controlled, but rather it rushes in abandonment towards the shore and then pulls out again towards the deeps of the ocean. Yet if you think about the tides and the moon, you begin to see that there is an order and a balance which keeps the moon in its orbit and the earth in its orbit, which keeps the sunlight and the stars moving in their cycles. And this moon energy moves through everyone's blood, so that your blood wanes and flows just as do the tides. You are a part of something that is an exquisite balance. You are in touch with the spirit world and the highest energies, and at the same time you are in touch with the earth and its heaviest energies. You know of everything from angels and cherubim to the degradation of war, murder, torture, and the evil that entities can do to each other. And your gaze is that gaze which orders things in your world. So perhaps we would say that your most creative means of control is to create the world that you would like to see and live it. For you truly are a co-creator, and you truly can create the reality that you wish to see. May we ask if there is a follow-up on this query? We are those of Guo.
No follow-up, Guo.
Very well, my brother. Then we would ask if there is another query at this time. We are those of Guo.
Feeling a very strong connection to you right now, and I wonder if there's a way that I can carry this connection when I'm on my own, because I'm not in Kentucky all the time. I'm not sitting in the swimming pool all the time, and yet I feel that there is a lot that I can gain from learning to reach and touch you in a manner similar to what I feel right now.
We are those of Ukuo, and believe we are aware of your query, my sister. There is indeed a way that you may take us with you. There is a way that all entities may take us to their hearts, and that is simply to ask for our presence. We are not bound by time and space, as you know them in this illusion. We are in the now as far as relating to your time and space, for we are metaphysical entities. And time to us is unified and circular. Consequently, at any time that you ask mentally for us to interact with you, we shall immediately be there. We shall not speak. We shall simply be with you, and you will feel the unconditional love of our vibration. But there is more to it than that, my sister, as you well know. There is in the world of spirit an enormous amount that can never be said in words. And while we are using this instrument to create words that hopefully will have some small use to you, we are at the same time doing a much larger job, and that is simply to communicate with you in silence, in the silence between the words and underlying all speech. We are sharing with you in that silence those concepts that cannot be brought into words and language without a tremendous amount of loss. As if you were trying to give someone a beautiful gift, and it was this wound ball of beautiful concept. And yet, when you attempt to bring that concept into words, it is as if you have to take the string that has made that ball and pull it out. So, in a linear fashion, you can see the thread that made up that ball. It is a long and tedious process compared to the wholeness of concept communication. And that is what we hope to offer those who call upon us at any time. Yet always, our first gift is that of loving and being loved, for we feel your love of us also. So love is reflected in love, and the Creator's concepts flow from metaphysical instruments such as we into your heart. We hope that you will enjoy our company, for we assure you, my sister, we greatly enjoy yours and are privileged to be called to you at any time. And this goes for all who would call upon us or the entities of the Confederation in general. By all means, make use of us, for we are here for only one reason, and that is to interact with you at this time when you were trying to get your spiritual feet under you and to make the difference that you came here to make. And may we say, my sister and all, you cannot fail. You cannot err. Because as long as you breathe in and breathe out and love, you are doing what you came to do, and you're doing it very well. May we ask if there is a follow-up to that query, my sister? We are those of Ukuo.
The only thing I can say right now is thank you. Thank you.
We are those of Ukuo, and we thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time? We are those of Ukuo. It would seem that we have exhausted those queries that entities wish to ask at this time. And that being so, we shall leave you as we found you, in the love and the light, the peace and the power of the one infinite creator. We are known to you as those of the principle of Gul. We thank you once again for the pleasure of your company and the beauty of your sacred space that you have created by your interwoven auras. My friends, we wish you could see how beautiful you truly are. You lift our hearts, and we praise you for your courage. Again, we leave you in love and in light. We are those of Gul. Adonai. Adonai. As we let the light go back to the Creator that we have gathered in this circle of seeking, let us place in that light our hopes, our dreams, and our prayers for healing. The image goes up. Let the reins fall down. I am the circle, and you are healing me. I am the circle, and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle, and you are healing me. I am the circle, and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle, and you are healing me. I am the circle, and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.